Yickity!
Howdy do!
And welcome to another episode of the Sporting Good Podcast. It's your boy, Wig.
And it's your main man, Trav. What's going on, good folks? How's your day going? I'm hoping everything is all blessed.
Man, I'm hoping everything as well, man. Everything is good on my end, though, my brother. What about you?
I'm all right. Houston Texans and Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They like to ruin people's fantasies in the last second of the game, letting people score touchdowns to ruin their tickets. But it's okay, you know, we got another week to survive.
And we were helping people with their tickets. And those two teams were on those tickets. And those two teams were the only two teams that lost on those tickets as well. So we're sorry about that, folks. We thought that was like a sure thing, but you know, you can never tell with these bookie things. That's why it's always good to straight bet. And speaking of straight bets, we still got that $50 challenge going on out there. The last day to enroll, the last time to enroll is 6 a.m. on Saturday. After that, we don't take no more registrations for that week. You have to wait till the following week. And the inaugural week one of the $50 challenges, is steady so far. Not too much to brag about, nothing to be ashamed about, just steady money going on. So, yeah, we're going to keep everybody posted. Once again, if you'd like to join the $50 challenge, just hit us up with an inbox and we'll get you started. Let you know how it works and things of that nature. As of right now, we're going to let the podcast breathe for a bit and come back with some picks. So make sure you guys get your pens and paper so you can write down some notes. We'll get out some picks that's going on for this weekend, college picks, NFL picks, as well as some safe tickets. If you want to parlay, we'll give you one of the safest bets you can pick for the weekend. It won't be the jackpot money that you guys always use. A little bit of extra money if you want the straight bet. So just stay tuned.
You!
And we back. Good. So why are you so goofy, bro? Oh. Hey, man, we are back, though, man. This is the time you need to have your pen and paper ready. Take down your notes for your college and NFL football weekend and to get the best picks and the best tickets out there possible. Like, we see that a lot of people are using our picks, but then they keep saying, oh, I'm not winning no money. Y'all tickets gonna be hitting. We don't understand because we are making money. So we're gonna try to help you guys out. And if you don't know how to just do it for yourself and just, you know, follow our techniques on how to study and put tickets together. If you just need us to do it for you, that's what the $50 challenge is for. You can always invest your $50. Your $50 will be going totally towards you if you want us to do it for you. Or if you can do it yourself and you just want to follow the picks, you do have to have do a $50 buy-in to get those dirty picks for that $50 challenge. But here's the picks for this Saturday trial. What do you have?
All right. I hope you guys did follow directions and have a pen and paper, like Wig said.
True.
All right, so I'm starting.
And these are early spread lines. The lines the day of might be a little higher or a little lower. We will let you know what we predict it'll be day of, and if it will be on the tickets day of as well. So remember, this is a pre-recorded message. On Saturday, it's not gonna be the same thing as what you heard today, so go ahead.
Exactly. All right, so the first game that we are gonna go about with is the Utah versus USC at USC. The spread is currently at 4 points. All right, so yes, don't mind the noise in my background, I'm just doing what I'm doing. Yes, so we're going to go with Utah for the 4 points. I believe that spread is going to go up. So it's going to be about 4.5, 5 to 6 points. And we're still going to go with, well, me and Wig are still going to go with Utah. You know, and who all that is included in that $50 challenge with us. we are going to go with Utah. If you have any objection, you can write us in the DM. But that is our spread for that game. The 4 points plus, we're going to take Utah.
If you have objections, just keep it to yourself. Utah challenges is what we do. You're investing into our thought process.
Yes, yes, sir. All right, so yes, we believe that because USC is, you know, currently doing not too good against ranked teams. And Utah is on a tier right now. The second game we're going to go along with, because I'm sure Wig doesn't have any objections. Do you have any objections, Wig?
I like the under more as of right now. Okay. The day of, I will put more thought into it. I will lean more towards Utah as well. So, yeah, I ain't have no true objections.
All right, all right. So, our second game we're going to go along with and speak on is that's our third co-host, guys. Don't mind our co-host. They had objections, but we're gonna keep it going. Our second game is the LSU at Vanderbilt at Vandy. The spread is currently 24 points and rising. So if you guys feel like, hey, it's gonna get to 26 points by Saturday, and we're a little bit afraid of that number, we won't go against Vandy because of blah, 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 we're going to stick with LSU because they're also on the tier. And 24 points is not a high enough number for me to shy away from it. Do you have any thoughts on that, Wick?
I love LSU at the half on this one and at the game because LSU is trying to play faster with their offense. And their offense is usually a little bigger than most teams, not elite teams, but most teams out there that are just trying to maintain. And Vanderbilt is definitely one of those teams out there that's trying to maintain their football program. And that defense of LSU is so elite that Vanderbilt will be giving LSU the ball somewhere near the midfield every possession. So I see this getting out of control very early. I like LSU up by 28 by half.
Okay, cool. Cool pickings. Cool pickings. All right, so our next game we're going to go along with is the Perk team that has been letting, well, I don't know if they let you all down, but they have been letting Sporting Goods down drastically. It's the Alabama Crimson Tide welcoming the Southern Miss. Guys, yes, it's at 38.5 points. Wig is going to, I already could tell you what Wig is going to pronounce to you guys. It's basically Bama at the half. And I am sick of them making me lose money at the half. So I am going to go with Bama. 38.5 points for the game. They're going to cover that. And Wig, what's your outtake on it?
Yeah, like you said, I am taking Bama at the half. This is how I usually predict the games or invest into the games when it comes to the half. Bama's defense is not as elite as it was last year. Remember last year, Bama only lost the half spread twice all year. This year, they already lost twice in 3 weeks of playing. But the week that they actually did when their defense was extremely more elite than the other team. So I see Bama taking this one early and then resting their players on by the second half of the third quarter. So, yeah, Bama up by 31 points at the half.
Okay. All right. So, let's move on to the next game. The next game. Yes. We're going to speak about Florida welcoming Tennessee Volunteers. Florida just lost their quarterback for the year. Franks, hope you get well soon. The point spread on this game is at a stagnant 14, hasn't moved all day today and yesterday. So I'm going to take Florida for the game for the 14 points. Your outtake, Wig?
I like Florida for the game as well, 14 points. Yeah, I see Florida just being just too much for Tennessee, and then it's going to get out of control by the late part of the third quarter or the early part of the fourth quarter. You'll start seeing Florida just running away with it if they haven't already ran away with it. So, yeah, Florida, you're right.
All right. And our next game, it's not a big game. It's, you know, two smaller school teams. It's Coastal Carolina welcoming, UMass welcoming Coastal Carolina. The favorite team is Coastal Carolina, and they are favored by 17 points. I'll go the half with this game, but also I'll take those 17 points as well. So, what's your outtake, Wig?
I'm not sure about the half with this one, because I don't have much information about Coastal Carolina. However, I see Coastal Carolina can put up some points, and I see UMass can give away some points. So, on this one, I will go with Coastal Carolina at the game. UMass have yet to end a game within a 20-point reach. Coastal Carolina have been doing that thing so far this year. So, yeah, I like Coastal Carolina as well.
All right. Let me see here. I also have Troy being welcomed by Akron. I apologize.
Akron.
I was thinking about Akron, and I was being myself.
Yeah. Akron.
Let's go ahead and see how much points that Akron is giving up. It's actually 17 points. So I will take Troy with those 17 points. Your outtake, Wig.
I'm not sure. I don't have much information. That'll be a game time situation for me, where I can go really in depth in it in with the decision before a game starts. If I have like extra time, usually I already have a predetermined set on how I study for my teams, and this one's just not on the charts as well at all. So yeah, I'll pass this one, my brother.
All right. The next game. Appalachian State is being welcomed by North Carolina, and this point spread is 3 points. I'm actually going to wait till Saturday for this game as well, but I'm liking North Carolina to cover those 3 points. What about you?
Another game time decision. I'm not sure how Appalachian State will match up against like bigger bodies. This is the only problem with it. They have good football players there. It's just a size difference when they play against these Big Five schools. I guess I should call them the Five Conference. So yeah, I just had to do it. That'd be more of a game time situation.
Awesome.
If you guys see it on the podcast, that means that hey, them guys thought it over, and Appalachian State is definitely the play.
All right, so the next game is Auburn being welcomed by Texas A&M. Texas A&M are a 3.5-point favorite. That hasn't moved. And here's some side tips for this game. The away team usually comes out the winner. Not to say by how many points, but they usually win the game. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and go with Auburn with the 3.5-point favorites.
Yeah, I think Texas A&M have the best unit, which would be the offensive unit of Texas A&M on the field. I think Auburn have the experience in these big games to, you know, just grind it out. And they're better winners than Texas A&M, basically, to me. So I will go with Auburn with the points.
Awesome. All right. So our next game, it's going to be Miami, Ohio visiting the Ohio State University. The point spread on that is 39.5. It hasn't moved since earlier this week. And we are going to take Ohio State at the half, as well as Ohio State for the game.
Yes, Ohio State. Well, I'm not sure about the game. I'll definitely take the half. Ohio State at the half is one of the trending investments of the year so far. They are undefeated at the half, and it's an easy spread that they're covering as well. So, yeah, I like Ohio State at the half. And whenever you guys are studying, just always keep that in your notes. So I'll go Ohio State at the half, look it over. If it comprehends with your way of studying, go ahead and drop a little small wager on it. That's a good investment, good little pickup.
All right, so we're going to move on. And our next game will be UCF Golden Knights visiting the Pittsburgh Panthers. The point.
I like UCF a clean sweep.
Me as the point spread.
12 point spread is only at 12 right now. It's only at 12. Most likely it'll end up at 17 by game day. I'm talking UCF first quarter spread, UCF second quarter spread, UCF first half spread, UCF third quarter spread, UCF fourth quarter spread, UCF run line, UCF money line, they allow you. All of those are good investments. You can put a small wager on all of them and see how it pays out. If you want to put it on a small parlay ticket, go ahead. I say nothing more than three teams, but UCF, I think that's a dead hitter.
All right, and our next game will be Central Michigan versus the U.
Oh, why you sound like you constipated, bro? Golly, dude.
So, yes, the U are favored by 30.5 points. That hasn't changed since the beginning of the week. We're going to go with UM for the half as well as UM for the game. What is your take on that, Wick?
I could lean more to UM at the game. I'm not sure they're starting off slow. They are somewhat undisciplined or just not ready yet. As a team, they're still a young team, so definitely you on the game run line.
All right, so let me see here what we have next.
Are you done with your list? Okay, I got a couple of extras just in case you guys want to keep these in your notes. Toledo at Colorado State, -9, Toledo. I like at the half and at the game, Colorado State is usually horrible against the spread. So Toledo run line would probably be the best one if you want to just put a small wager on that one. Also, Washington State versus UCLA, -19. I like Washington State at the half as well as Washington State run line. UCLA just don't have anything over there right now. And then as far as like trending topics, like trending things you could look over when you always looking at your college football. Charlotte over the last 5 out of 6 games have gone over. The last 6 out of 7 games in September has gone over. So always like add that. Even though I don't kind of like that right now because they're playing Clemson and it's -41. Clemson could easily just shut them down. But what I like for Clemson in that game is the first half. So if you want to write that down, I like Clemson first half. I like
Clemson for the game.
You like Clemson for the game. I also like the first half over because I think Charlotte will try to score quick, give Clemson back the ball back with only 40 seconds taken off with good field position. They're going to run up the scoreboard. So definitely that half for Clemson. And also for your notes, the UMass, their games, if you do the overs, they overs don't usually go over. So just keep that in your notes. You don't have to pick it at this week because I might not like it this week. But I'm saying, like, just let their games usually go over. So always put in your notes. I like to give out little nuggets for people who study out there. Go on.
All right. And as well, we have Virginia hosting Old Dominion. The spread has fallen from 30 points to 29.5. It's going to continue to fall before Saturday. And I like Virginia at the half, as well as Oregon visiting Stanford. The spread is at 10 points, favoring Oregon. I'll take those 10 points. All right, and on to NFL really quickly. All right, so it's a lot of games happening that we're kind of, choosing this week.
True.
All right, so with the first game that starts tomorrow, it's the Titans visiting the Jaguars. They are favored by 2 points, the Titans, but we're going to moneyline that game for the Titans. As well, there's the Bills welcoming the Bengals. We're going to money line that game as well for the Bills. All right. And the other game we're going to talk about now is the Packers hosting the Broncos. If you can buy points, I'll buy points. But if you want to run line that 7.5, we'll run line that 7.5. The Cowboys are hosting the Miami Trash Fins. I meant to say Dolphins, but the Miami Trash Fins. We are now hosting these guys. And the spread on that is currently 21.5 and rising. So, you guys, if you like the Dolphins, take those points.
All right, so hey, so check this out. Let me intervene with this game. It's another way you can try to come up with like small investments. If you have the Bravado account, they usually have like player props. Ezekiel Elliott's total yards over is a good play. Whatever it is, I think he's going to get at least like 150 yards rushing because this is going to be an easy game. If you could take his total yards and have that, it'd be even better because he's going to accumulate most of these yards in the first half. Amari Cooper's reception yards or even average or at least a touchdown, he will score. Amari Cooper will score. Ezekiel Elliott will score more than once. His receiving yards will be an over as well. I'm not sure about that. That might have some good yardage too, but I'm not sure if they're going to spike up his numbers. But I know if you could do these things in a half, that would be a great investment. In this game, any athlete against the Dolphins will have overs in their player props. So always try to keep that in mind when you're doing your notes. Go ahead, Trail.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to go with the Cowboys, 21.5 points. We'll take that. The next game is the Falcons versus the Colts. The point is favored for the Colts at 1.5. And we're going to take those points for the Falcons to win the game.
Okay. We got a standstill so far because you keep saying.
Yes, Wig doesn't like the Colts.
You keep saying we, and I said, I'm sorry.
Wig is telling me he doesn't really like the Falcons this game. And I am for the Falcons this game.
I mean, it's Indianapolis, and they are not, like, I think people are disrespecting Jacoby Brissett. That man is very patient in his learning. He was not a top athlete, but he's a very, he's a well-rounded professional when it comes to an NFL quarterback. And he's doing his due diligence. He just beat the Texans, who just beat Cleveland.
Titans.
Yeah. I'm sorry, the Titans. He just beat the Titans, who just beat Cleveland. And everybody has
Titans doesn't
everybody
know
crowned.
Who they are.
So it doesn't matter. Jacoby Brissett is good enough to beat the Falcons. I like so all far, right. I still like the Colts. So I'm
you
wanna not
bet
sure.
Some dew on it? You wanna bet some dew?
What's up there, bro? Scared money don't make no money, bro. Like who you think you're talking to?
Okay,
all right. Yeah. Go ahead. Go to the next one.
The next game is the New England Patriots welcoming the New York Jets. The Jets just lost both of their quarterbacks, were one for the year and one until the late in the season, the third quarter of the season. We're going to go with New England for the 22.5 points, was it? Yes. We're going to take those points and the first half. What are you saying, Wig?
I like New England in the first half. I like New York Jets solo over for the game as well as
solo over.
I'm sorry, New York Jets solo under for the game as well as solo under for the half. If it's anything under 7 for both, I mean, if it's anything close to 7 points for both the half or the game, I'm taking it because I don't see the Jets scoring more than 6 points. To be honest, I don't see them getting in the end zone for sure.
All right,
that's damn.
All sure. Right, so they. The Eagles versus, well, welcoming the Detroit Lions. 6.5 points is the spread. How do you feel about that game, Wick? I'll go second.
Well, the Eagles, I definitely like it as a money line. I think the Eagles will definitely win. They are a part of my safest parlay bet. The Eagles, I like for the win, for the money line, especially if you're doing the pool type thing. Definitely pick the Eagles to win. As far as the spread, I'm not really cool with the spread. I like the first half under, if anything. But I'm not really cool with the spread.
Yes, I'll take the money line for the Eagles. All right, so the next game will be the Raiders visiting the Minnesota Vikings.
I like Minnesota first half. I'm not sure about the game spread. And I like Minnesota game first half under if it's under 23 points. If it's anything, if it's like 22 points, I'm not sure about it. But 23, 24, 25 points and a half, yeah, I like Minnesota first half under for sure.
I like Minnesota run line.
Okay.
That is my pick. First half run line.
And I do like them for the money line. However, they're not probably my safest parlay bet. But I do like them with the money line. Go ahead.
All right. And my last pick for the NFL, because I don't really trust anything else past this, is the New Orleans Saints visiting the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks is favored by 4 points, and I am going to go with those 4 points. And probably three by the half. I will take that. All right, co-host, what do you have to say? Who do you like? I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about our other one.
I see that.
okay.
I like the Saints' money line. I think they should win. However, I'm not sure about these spreads.
The Saints' money line?
I mean, I'm sorry. The Seahawks' money line. I'm so sorry. I like Seahawks' money line. I'm not sure about the spread. Because the Saints can easily win this game, too. It's not like Teddy Bridgewater is the worst quarterback in the league. He's the highest paid backup quarterback for a reason. And they have a week to prepare for him with the starters. So, yeah, I could easily see the Saints winning. However, I like Seattle the best as far as just a pick and win. But I'm not really sure about that spread. And then I'm going to go with, like, my safest parlay ticket, if you must. Philadelphia money line on that safest parlay ticket. As well as I said, I wasn't going to pick up, but the Vikings money line as well. And then you got the Packers money line and the Bills money line. That's a 4-team safest parlay. You can go with that. I like that ticket.
So pretty much, wait, you just pretty much chose 3 teams out of the NFC North as a safe parlay ticket.
What happened?
You pretty much chose 3 teams out of the NFC North as a safe parlay ticket.
Yeah, they're playing the AFC West in a divisional back-to-back. And as we can see, the AFC West is not that strong. One of their strongest teams lost to the NFC North, one of the NFC North's weakest teams. And the NFC North teams are playing at home, so maybe there's something to deal with that. I know Chargers are a good team for the AFC West, too. But when you go into Detroit and you lose and you had a lead, you're saying something about your division altogether. And Denver is not a good team on the road. Oakland is just not a good team altogether. So, yeah, I like that as the safest pick if you do the money line it. And if they don't allow you the money line, try to buy as much points as possible just to have it as a safe parlay. Those 4 teams will probably bring you back odds between 5-1 and 7-1. $100 will bring back 500 earned, 600 altogether, or 700 earned, 800 altogether. So I think that's a good pick for anybody looking out there.
All right. Well, those are our picks for the weekend.
And we will be.
I hope you guys
going
wrote it down, and we will be back for the social topics of the week.
True that, true that. Alright, yeah, we back, yo, for sure. What it do, what it is, what the business be.
I ain't see it. The answer to me said, fashion. Do you like me? Uh-huh.
Have your
buddy say
the pass. Have pass.
Me or not, I'll show you I'm the one. I hope no, you like one. Not. I hope you got yourself a
and
gun.
Got yourself a gun, what? Yeah. Boy, that's the motto, boy. That's the anthem, son. That's the anthem. Nah, but seriously, we back with the social media topics and stuff like that. Right. Man, what you got for us, Trav?
All right, social media topics today. Oh, man, Big Ben, he's out for the year. With a elbow injury. That sucks. Sucks to hear for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Hey, can I throw a red flag out there? Challenge.
Go ahead.
Hey, bro, I think he's faking it, to be honest, though. And I hate to do that to football players because I know how dangerous the sport is. But, yeah, I think he, like, bit off more than he could chew. He got rid of all the stars, and now
he's biting them in his bucket.
Hey, honestly, all those boys don't know how sweet they had it together, how good they were together. And now, the only one who's really, like, benefiting good from
another team is
AD. He's the only one doing good. But, like, he got other problems. Yeah. He got other problems, you know what I mean? He got problems outside.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that a little later.
The
next topic is, let's see here, Drew Brees. He also is injured, but it's not for the season. It's more so for 4 to 5 weeks, I'll say. Well, 5 to 6 weeks, depending on what his second, what you call it when they go look at it again?
The second opinion.
Yeah. Yes, he has a finger injury. His thumb actually got jammed, dislocated.
Yeah, a football injury.
Yeah, that's a common injury. And our next injured player, it seems to be all quarterbacks looking like, is Colin Kaepernick. And Colin Kaepernick injury.
He's injured?
Yeah. Well, it's a possibility he might not play this week. It's actually his foot that's been ailing him since the beginning of the preseason.
Can I grab your net, though? Can I grab your net?
Hey, what is
Colin Kaepernick injured?
Oh, I'm sorry about it. Cam Newton.
Hey, you owe me that net, boy.
Speaking of Colin Kaepernick, what does this mean for him? All these, you know, star quarterbacks are currently injured.
Is there a market for him?
Yeah, is there an opening for him to come in and lead his bunch of men to the NFC Championship?
Honestly, that is a question out there, bro. But at the end of the day, we all know the answer. There is a market out there. Somebody can use that man's resources to try to continue to build what they already had started with their own starting quarterback. We all know that he was able. He at least showed he had on this resume that he was able to lead a team to a championship.
Yeah.
He was able to lead a team to the conference finals championships and stuff. So he had on his resume that he could lead a team to those places. He could be a part of that team. So if you built your team to have that, you know what I'm saying, you could actually have him because he had on his resume that he could be a part of those type of teams.
Yeah, true.
So it's not the fact that it's a question. The question is the NFL really trying to get over Kaepernick? Because Jay-Z told me, what's next? We know what he kneeled for, so what's next now? So if we are thinking about what's next, can we all move along and just allow that man to at least interview for the job and showcase his talent to see if he's able to fit in for those pieces. I mean, be a piece to fit in for that team.
Yep. All right. So our next topic, Wig did say a little bit on it about AB and his problems. Man, it's starting to look like AB is looking like a touchy-touchy kind of guy. Rapey-rapey. Him and Big Ben did have a little bit too much in common. Another woman has come out and said that...
Hey, you're a dangerous guy, man.
Another woman come out and said AB has touched her inappropriate as well. I did see the picture of the first woman that said AB has touched her inappropriately. It didn't look like they didn't have a type of relationship or bond because with the video/picture I saw, he was laid in her arms or lap or whatever you want to call it. And they were laughy, giggly, jokey, touchy, you know, feeling like friends, what friends will do.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird that now that the league wants to remove a star-studded black man, and now all these accusations or allegations are coming up against this young man. You know, I get it. He's a young man from Miami that wants a lot of attention, but yeah, I don't know about this one. I'm gonna go with I don't know if you're watching the latest Dave Chappelle, folks. I'm a kind of blame-free kind of person. Like, what did that other person do for him to act that way. That's kind of how I'm looking at it.
I get my short opinion about it. My short opinion is, you know, people say, oh, it don't look like, you know what I'm saying, with anything, like rape had anything to do with it, because, like, there was, like, they look like they was, like, kind of domesticated, chilling, and vibing. But at the end of the day, you can say that same thing. Like, people, like show pictures and videos of how happy they are, but then still at the same time when the camera's not rolling, you know what I'm saying, getting punched in the face. You're like, dang, I ain't never see that on the, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you ain't never see that domestic violence on the Instagram video. Mm-hmm. Just like you probably don't see it right. When is it okay for somebody to say, hey, not today, I don't want to do this, and you still get forced upon. So I don't know what happened in that bedroom. I'm not going to speak upon that.
Okay.
It is very coincidental that, you know, when he, I guess people feel as if he duped the NFL new project in the Oakland Raiders trying to turn them into the Las Vegas Raiders. That he duped them into trading him out of Pittsburgh and then releasing them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this came out. So that could be, you know, that could be a part of the formula as well. I don't know what it is. It's just too much of a touchy subject. I don't like to talk about things that I wasn't involved in. So
okay.
I just wanted to get my little views about the situation all together.
Okay. All right, so the next topic I'm going to speak about today is, if you guys have anything dealing with Tekashi 6ix9ine, I advise you to lower your up or run out of the country.
Boy, don't answer that man phone
don't
call.
Don't even speak
don't
to
answer
him.
That man phone call.
He is currently snitching on everybody.
Boy, he that dude in the fourth grade who going to call you. And have your girlfriend on three-way.
Mm-hmm.
And you over there telling her, hey, man, you seen the other girl with the big booty?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, yeah,
she
man,
had the
big
booty.
Man,
girlfriend on three-way.
Oh, that's Akashi,
yeah,
bro.
Man.
Hey, you know, bro. Some rappers in the game saying they miss him, man. They kind of miss him out in the street. Tory Lanez just came out and said he kind of missed the guy.
He was giving out information.
Yeah.
He was leaking
hecka information out, boy.
Tiffany
Red had to run for his life and defend himself from the media because of what the cops said. Yeah.
No.
It's kind of crazy right now.
I don't know
now.
Nothing about no Trippy Red, but I'm saying,
for you to be a free man and snitching on people. Woo.
Hey, Double Man and Juicy Fruit gonna get pissed off too.
Yeah.
All that's it. Get chewed out.
Speaking of people locked up as well, R. Kelly, you remember the young lady that paid the $100,000 to bond out R. Kelly?
I don't want to remember it.
Well, yeah, anyways, the young lady has requested a refund and the judge has fully denied her.
Uh-oh.
So you should have just left it where it was, man. If you wanted R. Kelly to feel on your booty or dance in the name of love, you should have just did it from the conjugal visits you could have had with him. But yep, you lost your $100,000. Nothing much we can really do about it, but I'm sorry for your loss. And R. Kelly, you know, Saturday Night Live in the jail cells are going to be a night to remember. All right. The next topic we're going to speak on is, all right, I have two, it's kind of the same topic, so I'm going to ask your opinion on it, Wig. All right, with Caitlyn Jenner, all right, would you were walking into a high-class restaurant with your wife or whatnot. Baby, stop laughing at this guy. Come on, let me talk. Walk into the high-class restaurant with this your wife or whatnot, and you see Caitlyn and whoever he may so or she may so be with walking in. Would you continuously hold the door open, or would you just walk in and let her fend for herself?
I mean, if I'm walking in the door and Caitlyn Jenner is right behind me, of course I would hold the door open. I will hold the door open for any human being out there. Not because that they're a man, woman, or transgender. It's simply because you're a human, man. Why can I lend a hand if I'm already doing it for myself anyway? I can always hold the door open for you as well. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's not a problem
How about a bar stool or a chair? What do you feel about that?
What?
Pulling out a bar stool or a chair for them.
If I'm with them, I mean, maybe, yeah. Okay. But if it's just Caitlyn Jenner and I'm at the bar, I'm not just going to be all friendly.
You're not going, let me
get this bar slow for you. Get that Olympic shit yourself, winner. Bro. You want to go, bro. I know you can pull your own bar. You strong.
All right. So speaking of people that want to be the opposite sex, Young M.A. has just admitted to not being a lesbian. She did also say she doesn't want any relations or have any, you know, feelings like sexual or emotional feelings towards men. But she's not a lesbian. So what would she classify herself as? I don't know. I'm confused. All one and the same with that same topic she just said. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say I am a lesbian. I do love women and all in entirety. And yeah, Young M.A., we need you to classify what you are, please, because you are confusing the heck out of us all. All right, so
I don't care. So, Young M.A., if you want to be a lesbian, a queer, whatever, one of the letters be straight, whatever it is, just, hey, be happy. I don't care who you sleep with, bro, sis, at the end of the day, I don't care.
All right, so yes, one of our all-time comedians in the top 10, I'm not going to give him top 5 yet, but top 10, comedian Kevin Hart is being sued for $60 million. You want to know who's suing him? Just go ahead and review the last sex tape he had and he was apologizing for. Yes, guys. The young lady is...
You seen his sex tape before?
Well, I saw him getting out of bed. I didn't see the actual sex tape, but yeah.
Oh, what do you mean you seen him get out of the bed?
Like, you know, he was...
Like it was in the tape?
Yeah, it was him jumping out of the bed. You know, it's like she kind of popped the phone up, you know.
Oh, he was trying to run away.
Yeah, I guess he was putting on his clothes. He was... wiping himself down with a wet towel, I guess. I don't know. Whatever you want to call it.
It was a baby wipe?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, when you're done doing the nasty, you go and get a towel to wipe up the mess you made.
So it was the end of the sex tape? Or was it
the end of the tape type.
Oh, it's like a Snapchat story.
Yeah, like a 15-second kind of. It's no body
type. Oh, you seen this at?
I don't know. I don't remember. I guess, I don't know, some social outlet. I don't know. But anyway.
Some social outlet.
Yeah, I don't remember. I wasn't...
It was like an outlet mall?
No, I wasn't looking to see what was he doing or talking about. You know, I just wanted to see if he cheating on his wife. Yes. You know, every news isn't bad news. Maybe he needed
You watch Real Housewives of Atlanta?
No, I don't watch that nonsense.
Yes, you do.
Why
you
watch Basketball Wives? I don't watch that either.
Because you want to see people getting cheated on. So you like watching, like, you're like, oh, no, you watch Love and Hip Hop.
I do partake in a little Love and
Hip Hop. Okay, that's what it was. Okay,
a little bit of that.
Atlanta Housewives or something else. Okay.
But yeah, I
want to see him cheat on his wife.
I don't get it though. Like, how are you suing him for $60 million because he didn't want to give it to you in the first place? And you promote a tape, basically ridiculing the man, and now you want to sue him for what you did to him? I don't get it. But anyway, on to better news.
You still got more news?
Yep, this is the last one though.
I don't think all this is news, man. Some of this shit is just talk.
It's news. LaVar Ball and his son Lonzo Ball.
This is news to me.
Yes, they had a little spat argument where Lonzo was asking his father to change the name of the company. And thank you. And LaVar actually said to him, well, what if I wanted to change your name because you're a damaged goods? Woo! What a thing to say to your all-star, well, NBA son. That would have hurt my feelings. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I would have been like, damn, Dad, we're on our Facebook television show and you're basically calling me damaged goods. Like, That's how we rolling right now? I don't know. That's kind of messed up. You know, you did steal $1.5 million from him. Well, not you, your partner. And
your homeboy.
Yeah. Your son just asked to change the name. He did already come out and say that he had to change the shoes every quarter for the fact that they were so trash. What's wrong with him wanting to change the name? I don't get it.
So I see it as this. I'm not sure if this shit is even real or not. It is a reality show. They could have scripted that shit to be like that.
Okay.
If it is real, so I'm speaking in the sense that if it is real, I think LeVar Ball should like kind of pump his brakes and actually listen to Lonzo, because Lonzo's around these dudes. Like, at the end of the day, even though like Lonzo was kind of hated on the basketball court, he's kind of like, you know, beloved because how he's carrying himself.
Exactly.
His dad is being an asshole.
Exactly.
So people's out there giving him free advice. And with that free advice, he could actually go back to his old boy and be like, hey, we could do it like this way and like actually make some more money and like really be like a legit business instead of like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, just being all egotistical about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think LeVar, he's very, very egotistical. So like he's like, you know, like, oh, my son's trying to be the big man. No, I'm still the big man on camera. Shut up, you damn good. You ain't doing this. You hurt. Shit, wait till Melo get up there. Melo gonna be the real ball. You know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So but I just think he need to pump his brake, because I think Lonzo actually I look at him. He's good at the basketball court because he can think. I think he's very, very strategic with his thinking. So I think he should like listen to Fool, honestly.
All right. And that is today's social topics. Wig, anything you have left to say?
Hey, follow the social media handles. Twitter is at SGPodcast305. Instagram, Sporting Good Podcast. At Sporting Good Podcast. And then Facebook is Sporting Good Podcast. The $50 challenge is still available for week 2. You have until Saturday, 6 a.m. Get in contact with us through our inboxes. Do not wait till the last minute, because if we don't get to you, we do be studying from 4 a.m. to all the way to like midnight. So, yeah. Listen, y'all have to spread the word for us if y'all want us to get the pits out. You already know, if you ain't listening to the podcast, you ain't really getting the pits until after the game starts. So
yes,
that's on you, dog. If you want to support, you can support. If not, then hey, man, go ahead and fend for yourself and still lose money, because all people winning money, especially if they listening to them. Ain't that right, Trey?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They all about winning, and so are we. So,
true that.
You guys, you know, today we got some picks for you. It's gonna come out a little later, but you already know how the trend goes. You have to screenshot, send it to us, and share our post, and then you get the picks early for the upcoming rest of the week. All right, anyway, you guys have a good day, and Wig, this is the last thing before we get out of here.
Yee-dee! Howdy-do!
All right, we out. Peace good. Be good. Yo.